T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No, no, no. Marty Griffin.
Morning. Noah's here today. His mom's one of the few people with a decent bracket left in this NCAA tournament. His mom. She picked teams she liked in the 70s. No, 80s?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s, early 90s. She still has her top 4 seats. Noah's mom. That's what she's known as around town. Hey, you're Noah's mom. I don't pay much attention. I don't have brackets. I don't know enough about it. I like underdogs. I like the final score in the last minute of the games. That's it. It's just me. I've heard that there are folks that are addicted to this stuff and they spend the entire weekend watching it. I find that frightening. Noah's one of them. He's 23. You do that kind of stuff at 23 when you love sports, not when you're 58 with 3 kids and a wife. I just don't like it, which is my fault. No one else. How was St. Paddy's Day for folks? I hope you had a nice time. I didn't. It's the other thing I don't do. I don't party, so I wouldn't know about being drunk on the South Side. But I had some friends who were over there who said that it was all right. That there were fights and drunks. Traditional South Side fair. Pittsburgh police manage it extremely well. It's amazing, their tolerance and patience for the drunks. But if you consider you had a couple of 100,000 folks down there and a magnificent parade, if you just focus on the parade and the kids in the parade and the adults who make it so special, it's a heck of a performance. But what ends up happening is you have a bunch of morons who get hammered and matriculate to the South Side and throw up on the sidewalk and think that's a good thing. But it's a, what would I say, 1%, maybe 2, as high as 5, young and dumb, full of rum. But for the most part, if you looked at the numbers, there weren't as many arrests, but there were a lot of calls from folks in distress who were blind, passed out drunk. It's obnoxious. What a way to grow up. I don't recall ever going to a Southside party on any St. Patrick's Day in my entire life. I don't know why. Maybe I wasn't around. I went to school out of town. I never liked to be pushed and shoved and thrown up on. Stuff like that. Some people do. Anyway, I hope you got home safely. Listening to Michael Gallagher, what a gentleman he is. What a great, great man. What a great family he has. I happened to see them this weekend. My brother-in-law, John Givens, was in town for his 60th birthday, which turned into a 5-day party. And I saw Michael and his sons and the singing, and they're amazing people. They have great character. They're great, great human beings. And just to hear his voice, so comforting and soothing to me. My grandparents from Ireland, and it's just old school stuff, and he's an old school guy. He battles his own physical issues, truly dramatic physical problems, battling cancer, and doesn't complain one time. It's amazing, his disposition. Very, very, very cool. All right, let's talk. We've got a lot going on. We're going to talk about hate speak. Man. This Republican candidate, a grown man who didn't consume a lot of alcohol, and the statements he made about one of these amazing young folks out of Florida is just unconscionable. To imagine that we have grown men running for governmental positions in America that would make this comment about one of the young leaders in Florida is so vile and so disturbing to me. in this country where hate speak has become so common that we just kind of, oh, yeah, I heard him say that. There is nothing about this skinhead lesbian that impresses me. And nothing that she has to say unless you're a frothing at the mouth moonbat. This guy wants to be a leader. This guy's running for state office. He says this about a young girl who's standing up tall and proud, who lost all of her friends in a mass shooting. Hate speak. We're going to talk about this. How about folks beating up on Bruno Mars? An amazing, amazing, amazing performer. One of the issues that troubles me deeply is this crap about cultural appropriation. Suggesting that Bruno Mars stole soul music and made an album about it, and he stole it, and it's called cultural appropriation. So Marty Griffin cannot sing soul music. I can't without being put down by minority groups. It's insane what's happening. Saw this in East Liberty. A group of hipsters who own a bunch of restaurants wanted to open up a fried chicken restaurant and were called cultural appropriators because they were white and wanted to make fried chicken. This is the truth. And they didn't open the restaurant because of public pressure. This is a new low. Bruno Mars, all he wants to do is sing. This group of men in East Liberty, all they wanted to do was open a restaurant. An extreme level, the Kardashians. Kim Kardashian put braids in her hair. The Bo Derek look out of 10 from my generation. And was accused of stealing that hairstyle from African-American women. Cultural appropriation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this amazing column written by this young man from a Pittsburgh public school. I just love it. Regarding mass shootings. Just absolutely amazing. And it's titled, How to Prevent School Shootings, an Urban Example. And we're going to talk about the Trump Effect. Amazing column. A lot of amazing today. In the Wall Street Journal, written by maybe the best columnist of all time, Peggy Noonan. The headline reads, Deliverance from Hillary Clinton. Folks, we got a lot going on next. Marty Griffin, good morning. So much hate speak. So much intolerance. Trying to put my finger on why it happened, when it happened, and how we allow it to happen. Very upsetting to me. Watching 60 Minutes last night. I always watch 60 Minutes. Anyway, they had a piece on the kids out of Parkland, Florida. And how significant this movement has become and how these kids aren't giving up. In that group is this unbelievably significant young woman with the shaved head. And the poignant, strong-willed message of we're not going to let go. This is the generation of millennials who cared about nobody. Cared about nothing except Instagram. And now look, they're leading a movement of millions of people to create change in America. It's so uplifting. It's so motivating. It gives you belief. It gives you faith. And then there's this. Republican candidate out of Maine. He wants to be a House leader. Can you imagine this man would be a leader? And I know you've seen this young girl. She has a shaved head. And she, Emma Gonzalez is her name. And you probably don't know the name, but you know the face. Very pretty, wears a lot of wrist bands, has a shaved head. And of this young girl, of this group, she is one of the most outspoken. Of this young girl, this so-called leader out of Maine says this. I don't know if I've ever been so offended, honestly. I don't know. It takes your breath away to imagine we have men in this country that talk this way.
There is nothing about this skinhead lesbian that impresses me, and there is nothing that she has to say unless you're a frothing at the mouth moonbat.
She's 17, man. She's 17. How do we allow him in America to get away with this? What can we do? He can't be a leader. Then he deletes it. Too late. Too much pain. And that's not all, by the way. That's not all, by the way. As these folks, there was an aide to a Florida legislator. Do you remember this? Who was fired. He called the school shooting survivors crisis actors. Can you imagine? Now, these are grown men. He called them crisis actors who travel from tragic place to tragic place, making impassioned but bogus political pleas to take away gun rights. My gosh. And then Donald Trump Jr. He liked a tweet saying one of the most vocal students had been coached by his FBI agent father to peddle anti-Trump rhetoric and anti-gun legislation. What's happened to us, folks? Where are we headed? No, really. What are we doing? We got to do something about this. I don't know what it is, whether we pass out flowers. Remember back in the day, they would put daisies in the ends of guns of troops that were watching over protesters during the Vietnam War. The peace sign, the smiley face. I honestly don't know. There are people that decide that the best way to bring down these children who are leading is to beat them up. To call this beautiful young girl, this outspoken girl, skinhead lesbian. She has nothing to say unless you're a frothing at the mouth moonbat. Wow. I don't know. I don't know what we do. I don't know where it ends. I guess it has to end here, right? It has to end with you. It has to end with me. The hate speak. Now, critics have gone after them big time. And by the way, you have the right to criticize that the kids don't know anything about guns, that they're speaking out of line. I would imagine you could suggest that. You could debate them with facts and figures, suggesting that more guns is better, and there is that argument, and it's out there. You could suggest that this has nothing to do with guns. It's about mental illness. It's about parents. It's about engagement and school security. You could suggest that. But to suggest that these kids are horrible people, to suggest that they're actors, to attack this young girl, I just don't think you can do that. I don't think that's healthy. Bill Latrobe, go ahead.
Hi, Marty. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, it's very simple, Marty. Remind the haters that at some point in the near future, those people you're dissing will be taking care of the older people, which I am one of, and you will shortly be. So what ye sow, ye shall reap. If you sow hatred with the younger generation, that's what you will reap when you're older. Very simple, Marty.
Well, you call her all the time, and you never speak in these terms. You never attack. You never hate. If folks would just emulate you, you always have a message. You're always thought-provoking. You think about what you're about to say. Instead of attacking these kids and demeaning these kids, we should uplift these kids as representatives of the future, and that's pretty, pretty exciting.
Marty, I have a son who's 17.
Nice.
My son is an amazing human being, much more amazing than I was in that point of my life, and much more than I am in my life right now. He's a hero to me. He has all those good things, and he's a millennial.
Nice.
Okay? He's caring. He's thoughtful.
You need to have him call in there someday, my man. Had to cut you off because I'm way over, but I always love hearing from Bill. Right back. Marty Griffin, we got to do better. I think it starts with each and every one of us. We end up more and more these days poking each other in the chest rather than, as we used to say, can we just hug it out? Now there's no such thing as hugging it out. It's just, now we have grown men running for powerful positions in public office, calling a young girl leading a charge of millions of teenagers. The Raz, man, the Raz just did something wonderful. He brought some hot coffee in here, which is 8 levels below his pay grade. We have a grown man running for public office in Maine, saying despicable things about a young girl leading. There's nothing about this skinhead lesbian that impresses me, and there is nothing that she has to say unless you're a frothing at the mouth moonbat. He deleted it, and now he says he's not running. But he's still the man that he is. And where does that come from? And who learns that behavior? And who raised him? And by the way, is this the way he thinks he can win in America today? Is he speaking to Donald Trump's base? He's a Republican. Does he think that all of you folks out there who like Trump, that you think this way, that you're this angry, that you're this sexist, misogynist, this racist? Boy, I hope not. I hope he's wrong. I hope he's dead wrong. I don't want him punished. I just don't want him in office. I don't want his life threatened, which is what happens. By the way, this is the natural repercussion of what happens here. So you throw the pebble into the pond and you make this sort of comment, and then people threaten to kill you. That's the comeback. That's the plan B. That's how America responds. So the swarm of hate bees circles around this guy. Right? And the lynch mob attacks him. It's his turn. Let's see if we can get him shot and killed. Let's push him to suicide. Let's push him to do something dramatic. And so the hate begets hate. And the fire keeps burning. It's obsessive, compulsive hate. Never seen anything like it in my career, ever. Nothing even close. No, I'm serious. I've been around more than 30 years at this. Talk shows in pretty big cities. Dallas, Texas, 10 million in the Metroplex. Never anything like this, ever. This is a whole new ball game of hate. Saying that these kids are actors. These kids who lost all their friends. That they go from one tragedy to another, trying to seek attention. Wow. I find it frightening. I find it alarming. I don't know what we do other than just hug it out. My friend Phil, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
All right.
Fantastic. This is what I call the Trump effect. In the eyes of his supporters, the president has made it okay to use insultive and derogatory language towards others.
Let me say this, Phil, and because you know I love you. You're one of my favorite callers because you're a great father. Yeah. You're a great spokesman in your community, and we're just friends over the years. Here's my deal.
Appreciate it.
That's a cop-out and an excuse. We killed JFK. We killed Robert F. Kennedy. We killed Martin Luther King. We killed a lot of people long before Donald Trump was ever relevant to anyone. I think the social media environment, I think the keyboard cowards, I think that has made life a lot easier for folks who want to spew hate. Trump doesn't help. He doesn't help, but okay. He's not the sole. He's not the man responsible. If your kids come home from school and you get a call and they suggest that your kids made racist, misogynist, sexist comments at school, I guarantee you this. You know what? Phil's not going to say it's Trump's fault. Phil's going to say it's Phil's fault, and Phil's going to fix it, is he not?
You're absolutely right about that, but there's some parents that will get that call and think it's all right because maybe they pass that on to their children.
I agree.
So that's just how I'm saying. Things get passed down from the top to the bottom.
That's right.
And attitude reflects leadership.
No, I agree.
And just want to say, you know, that we just need to look out a lot better for what we say to people. But sometimes you can just add more fuel to the fire that you're trying to put out by insulting people.
Completely agree. Well, Donald Trump spent the entire weekend insulting the head of this
investigation. Bob Mueller, who's, by the way, he blamed Democrats for being on the committee, and Bob Mueller is, he's a Republican. And the guy who appointed him, Robert Mueller, is a Republican. It's strange. Andy, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, Marty. Hey, no argument. That guy made a comment about that young lady. Whatever, you know what I mean? But did you also hear about that city councilman in Washington, D.C. that made the anti-Semitic remarks over the weather?
No. No, I didn't, sir.
I couldn't believe it myself. I mean, both people got the IQ of a raisin.
But what's happened? Andy, what's happening, though? This didn't occur. Maybe you'd hear a little rhetoric, you know, from the neighborhood drunk growing up. But nothing
exactly.
This. Nothing.
No. It's the whole thing. I mean, I don't care if Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you are, wherever you're from, whatever, whoever you pray to, whatever. The whole thing has gotten crazy. I mean, you know, in all my years, I never thought it would. It seems like we're going backwards. I swear to goodness.
It does.
It seems like we're going backwards. But anyhow, this city councilman in D.C., when they got that snow, that other snow here that just recently, he made a comment, a public comment. I was like, really? Where's your head at?
I don't know.
He blamed it on the Jews. He
said
the Jews control the weather, the wealthy Jews. This guy actually made the comment. I'm thinking to myself, here's another goober.
It is. It's a bad thing. I'll look it up in the break. I can't comment on something I know nothing about. We'll be right back. Look, Billy Sawyer, one of my close friends who has... always been engaged and very responsive to different topics. He says again, at least he stays on the same course, when the most powerful man and the most visible man in the world attacks people multiple times every day, everybody thinks it's now okay. I agree. I think he enables his base, Billy. I think smarter people, more mature people understand that hate is born at home. It is. I've seen it my whole life. The good kids have the good parents. The good kid has the good mom if it's single parent household. The good son has the good dad. The good grandparents, the good base. You know, we always want to point finger. We always want to blame one particular person or ideology or influence. Last week's discussion was, what are video games doing to make our kids kill? And although there is evidence out there to suggest that there is some sort of influence with all of this violence. Again, it always goes back to me, what's your base? What did you learn growing up? What did you see firsthand? Usually, and the research indicates this, kids that have good marriages had parents that had good marriages. Generally, that's true. The research indicates that. Usually, alcoholics had parents who were alcoholics. Usually, generally, the research indicates that. Usually, generally, men who beat their wives saw their fathers beat their mothers. Generally. These are broad brush statements, but they're supported by fact and research and data. If your dad smoked and drank, there's a pretty darn good chance that you're going to follow in that path. Not judging you, not judging your father, but just suggesting that that's the path you'll take. And we've had influences our entire lives. Folks, before they blamed video games, wanted to blame metal music for teen suicides because the lyrics in heavy metal music are disturbing to say the least, honestly. Folks want to blame professional athletes for an increase in the use of steroids by high school athletes. Seriously, they want to get bigger, faster, stronger. But generally, we are what we saw growing up. As I get older, it's a little spooky, a little creepy, sometimes a very emotional moment when I will sneeze or cough or look in the mirror and see my dad. I mean, it's just, we are what they were. We are what they are. Sometimes I'll speak and hear my mother. I'm guessing you do the same. So look, Donald Trump
at times is obnoxious, lewd, rude, over the top. He's been divorced 3 times. He's brought companies to bankruptcy 3 times. He has said disgusting, vile things about women, minorities, immigration, you name it. However, comma, I will not allow my son to grow up making similar comments and then say, you know why? He grew up in that Trump era. I'm not doing it. Trump's an easy out. But what Trump has done is he's alienated himself. As we saw, we're going to talk about this in the next hour. As we saw in this Saccone-Lamb race, I truly believe the Trump effect. I truly believe it. What he has done has alienated so many Americans who say, I will never, ever vote for another Republican as long as he's president because of the anger. That's what he's done, I believe. He strengthened his base. And I always use the same Trump comment, and he's spot on. Trump said this: I could shoot someone in Times Square, and I would not affect my base. They would still vote for me. He's right. He's always been right. He'll always be right. And what is that? If you see the polls, did you see the polls, the Wall Street Journal poll? Did you see the NBC Wall Street Journal poll out today? He has an approval rating that's approaching 50%, getting into the area where Obama was after 1 year. What's my point? There's a larger base of Americans that are buying into this rhetoric and anger, which is fine. But there's a massive base of Americans who will never vote for Donald Trump under any conditions. And as a result, will never vote for a Trump clone. Saccone said it. Nice guy, by the way. Saccone believed it and said to many reporters, I was Trump before Trump was Trump. That's why he lost. And Connor Lamb, he stepped away from the angry, bitter, defensive, paranoid Hillary Clinton, who embarrassed herself last week. She just did. We're going to get into that as well today. Connor Lamb said, nah. I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'm not Hillary Clinton. He did. He stepped out. He became moderate. He leaned a little more right than a little more left. This is my amateur view. But what he did was he appealed to the base of folks who are both disgusted with Trump and disgusted with the Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, angry type vitriol that has Democrats saying to hell with them too. You know, John Shumway made a point this morning. There was a libertarian in the race who got, what, 1,500 votes? That would have made a difference, maybe? Maybe not. What made a difference was this hate speak, in this daily rhetoric, I believe, in this anger, in this outrage all day long. Americans are tired of it. I really believe they are. And so they're going to the polls saying, you know what I'll do? I'll vote for anyone but a Republican. I have a very close friend, very intelligent, highly successful man who said to me, it goes against my interests of being a conservative Republican my entire life, but I hope every single Republican candidate loses just to spite Donald Trump. I'm not suggesting there's a massive group of folks out there that believe that, but I know there's a base. How do I know this? I talk to them all the time. I see them on the streets. But can we always, when there's anger and outrage in America and hate in America, blame Donald Trump? You can, if you want the easy way out. You can, if you want a simple solution, just want to wash your hands of it, or you can do better with your kids, making certain that they think before they act, think before they speak, think before they attack, and aren't allowed to use the word hate. If we all want to blame Donald Trump, wash our hands of what's happening in America, that's the easy route. I'm going to take the hard route and make sure that we do the best we can every day here on the air and at home with our own families. It's the right thing to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.